Thank you, sir. Adam, what does it say about your team to be able to win a game the way you did the other night and the way you want it to?
Yeah, that game was really tight. We stuck to our details and shut it down. And tonight, I think we had a couple instances where we got away from our game and we realized why we have to keep playing the way we were. They're a fast team, skilled team that can capitalize, but I think it says a lot about the skill in this room and the resiliency and how much we don't quit. It was great. A lot of great accomplishments tonight too, which was awesome.
What was the plan in the third? Because it seemed like the plan was just get pucks deep and make them go 200 feet.
Yeah, we obviously know they had some D go down, and you want to make sure they're as out of breath as possible and just keep making it hard for them. I think we did, and it paid off.
It had been a minute since you'd scored. How good did that one feel?
It's been longer than a minute. Yeah, that was great. Felt good to get the monkey off the back, but more importantly, we got the win.
We talked a lot about the chances this morning. You said that your line was getting. Did you just feel that you guys were due for a game like this where you get the big offensive output as a team?
Yeah, I know this morning guys were trying to ask like what we needed to change to get that offensive time and what wasn't working. And a lot of it felt negative. And I said this morning, and I'll say again, that we were just as close last night. There was a couple bounces. We created a lot. Again, we had a lot off the rush, but maybe we had a little bit more open time, and that paid off. I think we just stuck to our game, and when you play like that, more times than not, you're going to get the right bounces when you're in the right areas, so it worked out.
Adam, you mentioned kind of your first answer, but just how important was it that when you guys realized you were at times maybe getting away from your game, giving them rough chances, you were able to get it back to where you wanted to?
Yeah, it was obviously great that we capitalized on the opportunities that we had. But having some of those situations where we maybe didn't push the game and got away from it, and seeing how fast they capitalize on that stuff just reinforced how much we got to stay on top of the puck and on top of the skilled players.
Adam, you guys are obviously a confident group anyway, but to have Buffalo come in here the way that they came in here and you beat them, this team coming in here on a 15-game point streak and you beat them, does that add anything even more to it, just kind of reinforcing what you already believe?
Yeah, it's not lost on us, the teams that we're going up against. It's Buffalo's on a great run. Dallas is, what, fourth in the league. These guys are, what, second in the league. So it definitely feels good, but it doesn't change the way we play. We got to continue to play the same way every night.
Was there anything tonight? I mean, mistakes are everything in hockey, basically, and then Jed obviously makes one that no goalie ever wants to go through. Did you guys really want to win this game and make sure that wasn't going to, you know, haunt him or whatever?
Yeah, those types of goals happen, and it's our job to get him back for him. We know he's got an incredible season going for himself right now. So many goals, saves above expected or whatever it is. He's playing phenomenal. So things like that happen. It's hockey. But those ones are ones you just got to refocus on and get back to it.
The impact that Marchman's had on this team, 8 goals now in 9 games, when he comes in, just you could kind of tell when he wasn't out there, just how big has it been to have him being here and doing what he's doing.
Yeah, super smart player. Love how collaborative he is with me and Marchie. We're talking a lot. We're always trying to find little nuances to make each other work better and work together better. Extremely smart, great shot. Capitalized a ton tonight, and I'm really enjoying playing with him.
Thanks, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you.